Welcome to Talk to the Experts. I'm Greg Morgan, and this morning I've got Wayne Elliott with me. And Wayne is here on behalf of Strauss Natural Heart Drops, which is an extraordinary product that you know firsthand, Wayne, is effective.
You bet, Greg. I sure do. Both myself, both my parents, many friends, many staff, many customers in our, how I make my living in our recycling and environmental businesses. We're ship breakers. We scrap freighters and warships and submarines and so forth, and battery recyclers. We have some patented technology. It's the best demonstrated in the world for recycling alkaline batteries. But that's how I make my living. This is my strongest passion, Greg, after saving my life and changing my life. And same on both my folks. My mom passed at age 87 after having a stroke earlier in life, a couple actually of strokes earlier in life, and was very healthy right till the end. My dad, who had been warned at about age 60 that he would go the way of his mom, my grandma, what they called hardening of the arteries in those days. And at age 60, the doctor told my dad that, like his mom, would likely not know his own name by the time he was 65. Well, my dad both got a open heart surgery canceled by the Boston Medical Center when he went back for testing after being on the heart drops for, I think it was 3 or 4 months, Greg. They canceled the surgery because he had cleared so much. And I'll tell you, my dad never lost his mind. He was as sharp as a tack till the day he died at 77 of lung cancer from asbestos and so forth. Some of the toxins we deal with on ships. And most of his career, of course, there weren't any of these regulations, and we didn't know a lot of these things. So my dad was exposed to a lot of that, and that's what got him in the end. But his mind was, he never went like his mom. And that, you know, so many other customers in our businesses and friends and former teammates. I played football and baseball when I was younger, and football players tend to wear out their pump, their heart. Kind of understandable when you see the game of football and how every play, you know, their heart gets, especially linemen, their heart gets torqued right to the max. And so football players actually that have played 5 years, this is a fact, Greg, 5 years or more post-high school football live 10 years less than the average male population. I won't bore anybody today, but I have some terribly sad stories with some former football greats that had a miserable end and a younger end at age 59 and 60. And when that pump wears out, for some people, the pacemaker works fairly well. For other people, like one of my dear friends that passed, it didn't work at all for him. In the end, his heart couldn't take the water off his blood, and he would sit down if you were talking to him for 20 minutes, and he would have about a pint of water on the floor around each foot with the water coming out of his legs. And so these are serious things. And I've just had so much great experience, rewarding experience with just being involved to get some of these folks on the Strauss heart drops and watch them get better like I did. So you never convinced me. I was actually involved as Eastern Canadian distributor 20 years ago after I got better and met Jim Strauss and got taught by Jim. And Jim would live with me a month at a time over the course of 5 or 6 years there. So I guess we spent maybe 12 or 14 months where he lived at my house in Ontario, and we'd travel, do lectures, and he'd teach me at night, just a zillion hours of discussion. And so grateful for first the Strauss heart drop saving me and changing my life, and then grateful for all the wonderful information that Jim Strauss passed along that I've been able to be the messenger and pass along to others.
Wayne Elliott, my guest, Talk to the Experts is our program, Strauss Natural Heart Drops. Now, they're manufactured in Canada, Kamloops, I believe, right, Wayne?
Yes, sir, Kamloops, BC.
And let's talk, there are many people who suffer anxiety, chronic stress. You often talk about Frankenstein, earlobe creases, and maybe just talk a little about that, earlobe creases, because if this is something you're experiencing, you believe in your heart drops because of this.
Absolutely. Well, before I found the heart drops, Greg, I read an article that in, I believe, 1973, the Harvard Medical School discovered that the earlobe crease, a crease in that small a soft part of the bottom of our ear, the earlobe, that not only was it the best predictor of clogged arteries, but it was a better predictor than all of the other indicators put together, like blood cholesterol, triglycerides, smoking, obesity, environment, hereditary stress. All of those put together were not the indicator that the earlobe crease was. And boy, I read that. That was 1973. I've never heard a doctor say it, but Harvard discovered that. And boy, when I read that, I went to the mirror, and sure enough, Greg, good crease in both earlobes I had, still have. The crease doesn't go away when your artery's clear. Nature gives you that signal. And then, so I'll always have the creases. I just don't have the clogged arteries that that they indicate anymore. And since then, Denmark, I believe, in Denmark was the most recent study not very long ago, and it was just as conclusive as the Harvard study, and there have been several others. I think the Denmark study was the biggest and the most recent. You know, when I read that, Greg, first I looked in the mirror myself, and then I went to all my photos. I love photographs. My closet is full of photographs. I've got a dead person section and a live person section, and I just love pictures. And I went back and looked at a whole bunch of photos, some black and white photos of my granddad and one grandmother and uncle and a cousin who died young, two aunts died young, all in their 50s. And sure enough, didn't they have the earlobe creases? So back then, I didn't know anything about Strauss heart drops. I made plans that, you know, the same was likely to happen to me. I did have anxiety, although I didn't realize it until I didn't have it anymore, Greg. I think they call that denial. But, you know, I had every angina symptom, and then I developed an irregular heartbeat. And so I made plans. I just tried to I have five sons, and they were much younger then. And you know, what kind of amazes me, I've thought about this a lot lately, Greg. I never once researched a thing. I was always kind of against pharmaceutical pills. I just never really did subscribe to those in my life. But I never did a bit of research to check out how I might have helped myself. And God bless my friend Ted that called one day and had, from BC, and had his bypass surgery canceled. And he told me about the Strauss heart drops. That's what had done it. So that day I called out to Strauss and ordered my bottle. In 2 weeks, the hearing returned to my left ear, which really surprised
Wow.
me. I would never have believed that had anything to do with cholesterol. After about, I guess, 5 or 6 weeks, Greg, my bronchial began to clear. I coughed out a lot of stuff, and then I could breathe clearer. But you'll see that many people with heart disease have breathing issues because the first place our heart pumps our blood is onto our lungs. So when those lungs get plaque, believe me, you'll have breathing issues as I did. So once my breathing cleared up and I got rid of a lot of that stuff, it was about that point, 6-7 weeks, where the energy started to increase for me. I knew I was getting much better. I felt much better. That's when I recognized that I'd had anxiety, because it was gone. And geez, for a period, Greg, I stopped wearing eyeglasses for 5 years.
Wayne,
and cholesterol.
Wayne, this is an extraordinary story. We're going to take a break here. We're talking to the experts with Wayne Elliott. And while we take this break, I want you to give us that website, too, so people can look up heart drops right now. Where should they go?
In Canada, you can go to Strauss, Strauss, StraussNaturals.ca.
Fire up that website. Have a look at yourself. We're going to be back in a second here with Wayne Elliott. It's Talk to the Experts. I'm Greg Morgan.